The ore air is sharp with iodine and the faint, sweet burn of cautery. Your gloves are damp inside your gown. You are a first-year surgical resident standing opposite your attending, Dr. Naren. He has been operating for nearly 14 hours, and his movements are still fast, but just a little too automatic. On the table is Harlan, 52, finishing a bowel resection. As Dr. Naren lifts the last retractor, you catch it in the lights, a pinhole tear in the small intestine, a clean, unmistakable nick. You blink, look again. It is still there. Dr. Naren does not see it. The suction hums. The monitor beeps steady, then his trauma pager shrieks. A multi-car pileup is flooding the ER, and he is the only trauma surgeon on call tonight. Downstairs, someone with crush injuries is reportedly bleeding out. If you stop Dr. Naren and insist on repairing the tear now, it will take about 40 minutes. Harlan likely survives that delay, but the trauma patient downstairs might not. If you say nothing and let the abdomen be closed, Harlan will almost certainly develop severe sepsis by tomorrow, and the miss will follow both of you. Dr. Naren snaps off his bloody gloves and looks right at you. Finish the skin. I'm needed in trauma. What's your call?